Who do you think is poised to become a playmaker on your defense in this first year here? And maybe someone who's not really a household name.
It is a solid group. I know Doug Whaley mentioned it in a interview about Stephon Gilmore, looking that he's ready to take that next jump. I think he's got a chance for us to be a pretty good player. Aaron Williams, I think, it's been a pretty smooth transition for him in the safety. I think he's poised to be a playmaker for us. I think the guys up front, that defensive line room, I think has a chance to be a special group, whether it's the names that everybody knows, whether it's Darius or Kyle Williams. And then you throw in Alex Carrington and Alan Branch, you know, guys that maybe aren't household names that we think are going to be real solid players for us.
You go into training camp without having seen on the field in practice a couple of key players, including Kyle Williams, Jairus Byrd, Leotis McKelvin. Those could be big additions to your defense.
Yeah, and you had Manny Lawson and Alan Branch that weren't here as well. So we're excited. I mean, and it gave us the opportunity to cross-train a lot of guys. And as I've mentioned this before, we always want to be in the business of having our best out there. So the guys that can get more experience playing not just their position, but the ones around them. And we have to be careful with that, as I've mentioned before. That we want guys to master their original position before we start. You know, we don't want to be the jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah. Type. We want to make sure guys master their originals, but I think it's critical in the NFL. Given whether it's injuries or evolving offenses where they're constantly changing personnel, where you have to have your best 11 out there and have guys that can play multiple spots.
You have some candidates who seem to be fit for the role, but how would you describe the competition for the nickel corner spot?
It was pretty good. I mean, I think we're very pleased with where we are with Ron Brooks. Played a good amount of nickel for us. Nickel Roby has come in and done a real nice job. You could tell he's very well coached at Southern California. Has made big plays in big games. I don't think it'll be too big for him. And again, I just think we're pleased with where we are from the back end, not just at the nickel spot, but the ability. I think Donnie Henderson, Samson Brown have done a real nice job this spring. With limited meeting time and limited field time to get those guys up to speed and into what we're doing schematically.
If I can go back to Kyle Williams for a second, are all indications that he'll be ready to go when you get to training camp and based on what you've heard from the doctors and trainers?
Absolutely. I mean, he should be full go. We'll have the advantage to get him a couple days early as you're allowed to have your rookies and your quarterbacks and your guys that were on injured, your guys that had off-season surgeries or injury issues can report a little bit early. So we'll get a better feel then for where Kyle is. But Kyle's been here. He's been engaged in the meetings. You could tell he's very into it, helping out some of the young guys. And I think he's probably better to ask than me, but you just get the sense that he's excited about the system. And he really can't wait to get back for training camp and get going.
What about Mark Anderson? Do you expect he'll be ready for camp?
We hope so. I mean, it was one where he showed flashes of his old form here in the spring some, but you could tell he's still bothered a little bit. So we're letting him come along at his speed, and hopefully this 5-6 week break will really allow him to make some strides and be ready to go for camp.
Mike, is your installation complete? Do you have everything in that you need to have in as you approach camp?
Not everything. I would say we're probably around 75-80% that we wanted to make sure we got all of our core concepts taught. And then we were able to, this last camp where we game plan for our offense, we put a couple new things in and tweaked a couple calls that we thought would be a little bit better against our offense than just the generic playbook way that things were put in. But we're pleased with where we are from an installation standpoint. We've already laid out the install for training camp, and we're going to get that pushed out to the guys so they can get a head start on that. But we're excited about package-wise where we are, just because, as I've mentioned before, that we feel that this is a smart group that can handle a lot, and we're going to throw a lot at them.
Based on your previous NFL experience with the Jets and with Baltimore, what do you think is the most important thing you and your defense can do in training camp? What are the goals that you set for training camp?
It's more than a few. One is we want to come out of it healthy. We want to have some great coaching moments where guys make a mistake and that the whole defense can learn from. Well, certainly the guys at his position. And we want to make sure that a lot of those occur. That those mistakes aren't occurring in games. So that those learning opportunities, and so many of them come up in the preseason games. That's why those are so valuable. that we want to take that next step in kind of learning, and I use the phrase graduate level a lot, but I think that's where we're headed. The guys understand the basics now, but they need to learn the subtleties of the defense and kind of take it to that next step. And it's hard with our offense because they're going so fast, but gathering pre-snap info and what are some of the things, you know, that we never want to just line up and play. You always want to have an idea based on whether it's, you know, down in distance, whatever the circumstances of the game are, kind of get a feel for, hey, is this a run situation? Do I need to be alert for a vertical pass here? Is this a heavy run situation? Can I tighten my, change my stance a little bit? All those little details that I think that we've always preached that football is a game of a million little things, and you're never going to master all of them. But the more we can get out of the way through the spring and through training camp that our guys can lock in as habit, the better off we'll be.